Again, a final announcement for all the children who you think will not be stable here for the next couple of hours. We want you all to go down to the basement hall. Hare Krishna.
What you need?
Okay. We can go on till 12 and give you 35 minutes. 12, 5.
Okay.
Who's the manager? We just talked to him.
Keep us also.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha
Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Siddhanta Sarshati Goshami Mirage Prabhupada. Yeah.
Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindaki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavrindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokupinath Sham Kham Radha Kunigiri Gopitan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Chamana Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna
Thank you all very much for being here. Let's do another mobile check. All mobiles off or silent. And cameras can stay in the pocket. Yours, you're a different story. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, 8th chapter, text 15. Do you have enough space in the back? Okay. Yeah, you can move up a little bit, those who are in front. And there's Anubhav in the back, okay. Those who are in front, that's where. Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 8, text 15. Mamupecha punarjanma
Mamupecha punarjanma
Dukhalayam ashashvatam
Dukhalayam ashashvatam
Napnuvanti mahatmanah
Napnuvanti mahatmanah
Samsidhim paramam gataha
Samsidhim paramam gataha
Mamupecha punarjanma
Mamupecha punarjanma
Dukhalayam ashashvatam
Dukhalayam ashashvatam
Napnuvanti mahatmanah
Napnuvanti mahatmanah
Samsiddhim paramam gataah
Samsiddhim paramam gataah
Mam
Me
Upetya
Achieving
Punaha
Again
Janma
Birth
Dukkha Alayam
Place of Miseries
Ashashvatam
Temporary
Na
Never
Apnuvanti
Attain
Maha Atmanaha
The Great Souls
Sangsiddhim
Perfection
Paramam
Ultimate
Gataha
Having achieved
After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport. Since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as Avyakta and Akshara and Paramagati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision, and it is inexplicable, but it is the highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. The Mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees, and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness, and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personless devotees of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the supreme souls. Okay, anyone whose phone rings? $300 fine. Om Jnana Tirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhyastam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Chapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapata Kamadam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sagana Raganatam Vidhatam Stam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabhatutam Purishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Vadita Sri Vishakam Vidhatam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Vantho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tavta Ham Shana Bhulangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanam Sute Devi Karamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayeva Cha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mamu Pecha Punarjanma Dukkhale Amashashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmanaha Sansiddhim Paramangataha. Mam means Krishna. It doesn't mean something other than the this is the difference between Bhagavad Gita as it is and Bhagavad Gita in so many other ways. In Bhagavad Gita as it is, Mam means Krishna, that's all. Krishna is speaking, Mam means me, so Mam means Krishna, that's all, finished. Simple, straightforward, obvious. But the commentators, because they're Krishna phobic, they have to make some other explanation. Mam means Param Brahma, Mam means you,
They very interesting commentary that me means you. Me means something else. Me means all of us. Me means anything other than me. But it's simple. Prabhupada explained it's like the difference between you want to touch your nose, you can touch it this way, you can go this way. So they're going around about strange explanations because they're trying to avoid Krishna. And that's the beginning. That's why we're here in the material world. The whole problem is that we're avoiding Krishna. Krishna Bahirmukhi Bhogavanchakur. We're thinking to enjoy turning away from Krishna. Even to the point of reading Krishna's book and trying to read Krishna out of his own book. This is called Maya. And the Mayavadis, their idea is everything is Maya, but actually their philosophy is Maya. Because their philosophy is how to avoid Krishna. That's Maya. As soon as we are away from Krishna, at once we're in Maya. And as soon as we turn toward Krishna, at once Maya is in the background, behind, left behind. So this eighth chapter, attaining the Supreme, it means attaining Krishna. Because Krishna is the Supreme. In the tenth chapter, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. Many places in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna affirms, Arjuna also affirms, that Krishna is the ultimate truth. Krishna is the source of everything, aham sarvasya prabhu. The impersonal Brahma rests on him, brahmanohi pratishtaham. So the thing is quite clear that ma means Krishna, and ma upetya means having attained Krishna. Mam upetya punarjanma napnuvanti. For one who dies, birth is certain. Krishna says, for one who's born, death is certain, and for one who dies, birth is certain. But for one who becomes Krishna conscious and attains to the abode of Krishna, punarjanma napnuvanti. They don't have to come back. Every place else you have to come back. If you go to Indraloka, you have to come back. They want to go to the moon. They tell us they've gone. But if they went, they came back. And what was the use? We went. So you went. Now you're back here. What was the use of your going? Wherever we go, even Brahma Bhuvanal Loka Punarvartana, even if we go to Brahma Loka, we have to come back. Mamupecha tu kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. But if one goes back to Godhead, back to Krishna, then punarjanma is finished. Punarjanma is finished. So mamupecha punarjanma, and what is that punarjanma? Dukkhalayam ashashvatam, it's janma in this lousy material world. This material world which is shot full of miseries. That's a long story. We could elaborate on miseries. Actually, that's all of novels and fiction and dramas. It's all stories of miseries. Except for the really foolish ones that are all stories about how everyone's just happy all the time. Otherwise, any real life story is full of tragedies and miseries. And even if we think, no, it's wonderful, then Ashashvatam, the film comes to an end. Whether it's a film in the cinema or a real life film, or everything is going so nicely. Just here in Dubai, everything was booming. You'd see cranes in every direction. But Ashashvatam, now it's finished. What, 17,000 workers have just been asked to leave Kuwait?
So it was great they were making so much money and building so many things. Of course, it was miserable, hard work. But anyway, we're making good money, and but a shashvatam finished. Whatever we think is nice in the material world, it will be finished. And apart from being finished, it's also not as nice as we'd like it to be. There's always some miseries, which we won't go into. That will take. We have a short time, and if we have to talk about all the miseries of this material world, at least a month to get started. So, mamu pecha punarjanmati kale mashashvatam, not nivanti mahatmana, a broad-minded persons, not narrow-minded, not the mahatmas who are interested in politics and some gain in this world, some advancement of this world. They may be mahatmas according to every Prabhupada has one purport where he explains that for those who are interested in political action, political leaders are mahatmas. For those who are interested in medicine, the great doctors are mahatmas. For those who are interested in sports, then the great sports players are mahatmas. For those who are interested in whatever they're interested in, they have their idea of a mahatma. But the actual mahatma is described here as the person who goes back to Krishna. He goes back to Krishna. Samsid him, he attains complete perfection. Paramangata. He goes back to the superior world, the supreme world. The supreme destination is not something impersonal, not something void, not something dull. It's not just a rerun of our attempts to enjoy. The spiritual world is the place where Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And because everyone recognizes Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, everyone's actually happy. Here, every one of us is trying to enjoy, and every one of us is failing. That's the material world. Whatever we're trying to do for enjoyment, finally, the project has so many troubles. And finally, death. Death means failure. What kind of enjoyment is not? And before death, old age. And along with old age, and before that, disease. And after all that, birth again. That means failure. Parava vastava dapoda jato yavana jigyasa tattvam. Until we inquire about spiritual realization, everything is a failure. And as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, that's the real success of life. The chapter is attaining the Supreme. The Supreme is Krishna. And the method of attainment is also very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam. Little philosophical discussion, Srila Prabhupada says elsewhere, who is such a fool that he doesn't want to become Krishna conscious by this simple method and attain the highest perfection? That's the summary. And maybe we'll take some questions if there are some. Oh, we know there are out there, so. Who might have a question bubbling up?
Maharaj, in the purport,
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, in the purport it was written that a person seeking for highest perfection even does not want to seek residence in the spiritual planet.
Mm.
So, can we just...
The person who's going for the highest perfection doesn't even seek the spiritual planets. Yes, that means especially he's not interested in the Vaikuntha planets. There are so many spiritual planets called Vaikuntha. And in those Vaikuntha planets, the Lord is worshipped with great awe and reverence and opulence as Narayan.
But the devotees of Krishna, even though Narayan is so great, so opulent, they don't even want to go there. Prabhupada says they want only Krishna and Krishna's association. They don't want to be promoted. Oh, there's so much opulence there, there's everything great. They just want to be with Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I wonder if there are any other questions.
The
microphone is coming to you.
Oh, thanks. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, the Golok Vrindavan is described as being Avyakta, and the second one was Akshara. What would be the meaning of Akshara?
Akshara means that it's indestructible. It's infallible. Akshara means fallible. Akshara means infallible. Ever perfect. Akshara. Abhyakta kshiretyuktas tamahu paramahamritin. And Prabhupada's referencing Bhagavad Gita. That we can find that verse. Where is it? Where is that? Which verse is that? I guess it comes further. Yeah. And there Prabhupada gives the synonym. Infallible. Yeah. Another question.
Hariksha.
Mm-hmm.
Maharaj, we hear about the glories of the Paramdham and everything. Mm. But still, why is it so difficult to surrender to Krishna?
Why is it so difficult to surrender to Krishna when we hear about the glories of Paramdham? It's so nice. Because we're stupid. Essentially. We're in a very bewildered consciousness. And don't you sometimes experience that? Somebody is just thick-headed. You try to get something across. You know, like you've got a good deal. It's more for his benefit than for your benefit. And you're just trying to explain to him all the benefit, and he just doesn't get it. He's so thick that he's thinking, no, you know, if I do it my way, why should I do it his way? I should do it my way. And his way is stupid. He's going to mess himself up. We find that with children sometimes. You just can't get through to them. No offense intended. But sometimes we find you try to explain something to someone and they just can't get it because they're stuck. And this is the world of those who are stuck. Prabhupada gives the example that yeah, if the mobiles are switched off, it's better. Prabhupada gives the example of the worm in stool. Try to tell him you're in the wrong place. That's not very nice where you're sitting, and what you're eating is disgusting. He won't get it. Because he's conditioned by the modes of nature to think this is nice. That's called avaranatmaka shakti. Covering potency of Maya. Maya has two potencies, the potency that throws us down here, and then the potency that makes us think pretty good. That's the covering potency. Even the incident is there, how Indra was cursed by Brihaspati to become a hog and fall from heaven to earth. So then he fell, and he thought he was enjoying. He had, the farmer was bringing him big buckets of stool. He got matched up with a nice sow and a whole batch of piglets. Everything's great. But in heaven, in his absence, things were starting to fray at the edges. The king wasn't there. So Brahma came down. Indra, that's all right. Now the curse can end. You can come back. Come back? Where? To heaven. No, this is heaven. It's so nice. I'm enjoying. The farmer is taking good care of me. apart from the, my family members are nice, do you want me to be irresponsible? Leave my family? Do I look like a sannyasi? Then Brahma showed him that the farmer is just sharpening his knife for you. You're getting fat and thinking it's nice. He's also thinking it's nice. But this is the power of Maya, that however miserable we are, we think, well, it's not so bad. You ask somebody, how are you doing? Could be worse. Right? And because it could be worse, it's not so bad. And because it's not so bad, it's good. This is the kind of logic. Because we're missing the actual thing. We're so thick-headed, so covered by the modes of material nature that we don't get it. And why? And we're covered by the modes of material nature because we're looking away from Krishna instead of toward Krishna. And material nature is telling us you're looking in the right direction. You're looking toward me, and I'll reward you. I'll kick you nicely, and you'll enjoy. And we're thinking, yes. But the devotees are there. No, look toward Krishna. Look toward Krishna. Is that okay? We have a written question. When and how can we realize that we are reaching to the right way toward Lord Krishna? One thing is that you'll directly experience how you're making progress. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, prajakshavagamam paramyam susukam kartamabhyam. This Krishna consciousness process is so nice that you'll experience how you're making progress. Prabhupada said it's like when you're eating. If you eat very nicely, then you don't have to ask anyone, am I full? You'll experience how you're full. Mm-hmm. You won't want to eat anymore. You'll say, no, that's all right. And you'll feel satisfied. So by chanting Hare Krishna, you'll come to that point. You'll feel that this is nice. Very quickly, devotees come to that point. And therefore, they change. Maybe they thought tobacco was nice. Maybe they thought alcohol was nice. Maybe they thought so many things were nice. But when they get a taste of Krishna consciousness, that was nice. Those things. The same things they thought was nice, now it's like, bleh. Why? Because they're getting a higher taste. It's not theoretical. I read in Bhagavad Gita that this is a better thing and it's actually enjoyable. You'll experience how it's enjoyable by chanting. Then further, how can you know that you're making progress? The advanced devotees will confirm, yes, you're making progress. It's so nice to see how you're making progress. One places oneself in the association of devotees, and the devotees encourage, yes, you're doing the right thing. Finally, we take shelter of an advanced devotee, accept that devotee as the spiritual master, and then the spiritual master says, yes, you're doing nicely, or no, you just did the wrong thing. Don't go that way, go this way. Then we make more and more progress in the association of devotees and under proper guidance. Okay, let's see what you have there. Please explain how and what shape will be our soul in Goloka or Vaikuntha once we leave our material body here on this earth. Yes, you get a spiritual body. The spiritual body is already there, but it's uncovered. Krishna says, Madhavamagata. The self-realized soul attains my nature. What is Krishna's nature? Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha, he has a form. But now we have our forms here, asat, temporary, achit, full of covering our knowledge, dull, and nirananda, so much trouble. That's the nature of the, why there's so many, Dubai is a very good place and has so many hospitals. Why so many hospitals? Because the body is always breaking down. There's so many troubles are there. But in the spiritual world, there are no doctors, no hospitals, because the bodies are all perfect, eternal. The body itself is blissful, and the body itself is full of knowledge. My body here covers my knowledge. I can only see so far, I can only hear so far, because my senses are limited. In the spiritual world, no limitations. The bodies are spiritual, and spiritual doesn't mean like cloudy. It doesn't mean like a ghost or like some amorphous, vague thing. It's more real than this body. I think, you know, this is real. I mean, my flesh and blood, now that is real. No, that's not real. It's a dream. It's a dream? Yes, because you wake up after a few years and it's over. 5 minute dream, 5 year dream, 50 year dream, however long, it will be over. For Brahma, our whole lifetime is not even one blink. But we're thinking this body is substantial. If it's so substantial, why is it falling apart? You want to buy a new house, you want a substantial house. Substantial means it won't fall apart. This body falls apart, therefore insubstantial. But the bodies in the spiritual world are more substantial. It's not that they're just like gauzy and you put your hand through it and it's not really there. The bodies are more substantial than here because they're permanent. They last forever. Because they're made of the same stuff that the soul is made of. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the soul can't be cut, it can't be dried, it can't be burned, it can't be blown away, it can't be drowned. It's beyond all these material, it's impervious to these material attacks. The body is subject to all of these things, but the soul is not. And in the spiritual world, the body is made of the same thing the soul is made of. Here there's a difference between our body and our soul. Soul is eternal, body is temporary. Soul is full of knowledge, body covers the knowledge. In the spiritual world, the soul, the body is as good as the soul. There's no difference between the two. They're made of the same thing. And they're not just one size fits all, everybody's got the same kind of body. If you go to Vaikuntha, you can have a body like Lord Narayan, a four-armed form with so many opulences. Or everyone, so many servants of Lord Narayan are there. Or if you go to Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna has so many associates. And you can have whatever relationship you want with Krishna. Someone becomes Krishna's coward friend. Someone becomes Krishna's in a parental relationship with Krishna, like the older gopas and gopis. Some become the trees of Vrindavan, some become the cows. There are so many living entities, but there's no overcrowding. Because in the Goloka Vrindavan, there's unlimited space. Unlimited space. And it doesn't mean unlimited space, just everybody's there and it's like a big sprawling city. It maintains its charming rural character. And Krishna is able to reciprocate with every single living being. That's the nature of the spiritual world. So go, you'll like it. You won't want to come back. Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to desire to go back to Goloka, or should we desire only to serve Krishna wherever we go, as per Krishna's desire, even if it is hell? Is desire to go to Goloka considered non-devotional? We see the examples of great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, who say, I don't even care if I'm liberated or if I stay in this material world. I'd rather stay till everyone else goes. I don't care. But one time Srila Prabhupada was talking with one devotee. He said, we're not Prahlad Maharaj. He said, we want to go. We can't imitate Prahlad Maharaj. Let us go. It's not a non-devotional sentiment because the devotee wants to go to serve Krishna. He wants to go. He doesn't want to go because he's heard that there's fantastic gulab jamuns up in the spiritual world. He wants to go because that's the place where he can serve Krishna, where the whole atmosphere, just like we like to come here, because there's all devotees and there's chanting Hare Krishna and there's an atmosphere of Krishna consciousness. So it's like a little replica of the spiritual world, where the whole atmosphere is nothing but Krishna consciousness. So that's the natural place for a devotee to want to go. It's not a non-devotional sentiment. It's the natural sentiment of pure consciousness. Okay, we'll take one more. When we are in the Dham, we feel that it is the spiritual world. We experience spiritual sense gratification. We hear the devotees chanting everywhere. Everything is centered around Madhava. Hence, we develop this desire to stay in the Dham. But how do we understand this desire to stay in the Dham, but also preach and imbibe the mood of Prabhupada to be in the material world and preach? Well, one thing is that Srila Prabhupada stayed in the Dham for so many years. When he retired from his family life, he went to Vrindavan Dham. He didn't go directly to New York City. First he went to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan he was very deeply engaged in bhajan and in writing his books also. And then at some stage, when Krishna desired, he went all over the world to preach Krishna consciousness. So if you develop a desire to stay in the Dham, that's not bad. Again, we're not Prahlad Maharaj. No, I don't want to stay in the Dham, that's it. Most people don't want to stay in the Dham. They want to be in Dubai. They want to be in Paris. What's this Dham? When I could be in Bombay, why should I be in... They're interested in Delhi, they're interested in Agra, and they'll skip Vrindavan. But a more fortunate person, he wants to go to Vrindavan. He wants to stay in Vrindavan, or stay in Mayapur, or stay in one of the places associated with Krishna's pastimes. That's a good first step. From family life, if we want to go and retire in Vrindavan or Mayapur, go. Go. Don't think, what about preaching? I'll say, what about preaching? But my preaching will be, my nephew's getting married, and there's a ceremony here, and there's a function there. And what preaching will we do? So if we go to Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur Dham, we can get spiritual enlivenment and then come out and preach. Even Prabhupada said every year we should all go. Go, get enlivened, get that inspiration from the Dham, and then come back and preach. Or at the later stage, just go. Stay and get inspiration. As Prabhupada was, he said, preparing himself
get inspiration from Madhava, get inspiration from Krishna, then travel and preach all over the world. If you feel the inspiration to go to Krishna's holy dham, that's not bad. It's good. And I have to go to Kuwait.